¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Yes, guys, welcome back to another podcast. We're back again. Raise your hat again. Standing ovation.
Come on, vacation.
Time to clap again. Come on, man.
Can't believe it. Consistent for how long? Five episodes straight on a go?
Five.
There's actually been a couple instances as to where I felt like, you know what, let's just give a week, Johnny, yeah.
Nah, see, I ain't. I've got to come back here. I drove all the way here and it took me 2.5 hours today.
Oh yeah, he was in the little place of retreat.
Yeah. The retreat. Down by the seaside.
I had to drive all the way up to his retreats. He doesn't invite
retreats.
Me though.
Retreats. Sounds like I'm nutty. Yeah.
he don't invite me. I said to him, right, let's go up there. Can I come? He said, yeah.
You can do.
Can I come one day? Genuinely, I'm buzzing to come. Get out there.
Smoke vapes.
Smoke vapes.
It took me through Central to get it.
Horrible.
Mate, through Battersea, Tower Bridge, 20 mile an hour the whole way. You know, I got to the point where the music on my car was really annoying me.
Driving silence.
Ooh. Complete silence.
I know them journeys, bruv.
They're the best one sometimes. I can just think. Concentrate. Raw
Lock
dog
in.
It. Raw dog it.
Raw
you know
dog
I mean?
It.
So bad. But we did ask you lot again on our Instagram. Instagram's on the screen if you haven't followed us already. For some more questions. You lot seem to enjoy it when we ask you lot questions. And the only way you can get involved is by following us on Insta. So make sure you do that. We will not reply to YouTube comments and videos, although we do read them.
We do read them.
Okay, so Jade asks, if you could only wash one part of your body for the rest of your life, teeth, Corey, hands, hair, etc., what would it be?
Oh my God, this is such a good question. Wait, teeth, Corey, hands, and hair?
No. He's just giving examples. So I'm sure Chad would be in there. Like, you can't be having a stinky bottle, innit?
Let me think about this properly, right?
Does skin count as something, like?
It's got... No, that's...
Has to, innit?
No.
You know, who's just going to wash one fucking thing?
No, because your Corey is your skin, part of your skin. Your hands are part of your skin, so you can only pick one part.
Your skin.
If I'm going to be dead honest, I feel like
if you can only wash one part, so wash, we're talking actually wash, like shower, soap. What are we thinking about? Maybe like a little baby wipe cleanup, like, does that still work?
No, it's just...
So you just basically have to catch disease for the rest of your life.
Yeah. One part, and I know my part, but I want to hear yours first. I got logic behind it.
I think I'm surprised to see logic behind it. You would just get infection.
No. I've thought about this since the time you've asked me.
Go on then. Let's hear your
teeth.
Answer. Teeth.
Yep.
Oh yeah, of course.
Reason why.
But then again, go on. Sorry. Yeah.
Reason why? Cool. My teeth, huge problem. If I don't brush that, the breath will stink naturally. You'd be able to hit you from where we're sitting right now.
3 mile radius.
Yeah. When it comes to my armpits are going to sweat, my body's going to stink, but I feel like I can mask that as best as I possibly can with tight, clean clothing. Put the fucking, you know what I mean? Put all my clothes in the wash, extra washing powder, and them things that make it smell better. What's them things called again?
Talcum powder. Oh, them little balls.
Yeah, the balls. Yeah, Invincibles.
I don't really do washing too much.
Invincibles. Yeah, or whatever they're called. You don't know what I'm talking about. Put that in there. Tight clothing. Now, my teeth, fresh. My clothes, fresh. Just don't get too close.
And your hair's going to be greasy as fuck.
I wear a do-rag all the time anyway. I'm nice.
Oh, fingernails are going to be black.
Oh, yeah. Natural rainwater. I'm not...
But that's not saying you can just jump in a lake.
I'm not washing them. I'm not washing them.
Then I just jump in a lake.
I mean, yeah, you could.
Yeah, I went swimming.
Yeah.
I got a lake.
Right, I'm going Vell Farm Swimming Centre. I'm washing off. I went for a swim in some clean chlorine water. Now what? I didn't actually wash it.
Exactly. If that is a loophole, then yeah, I'll
that's a loophole.
Teeth. And then under the water be proper and up the chad, innit? All kids playing and that. Everyone's doing a Zumba class, whatever it is. And to the left, you're like that. Proper just wiping with your clean hand, innit? Don't mind me, love, just washing.
I knew it would get
it's
there.
It's a free country, innit?
I knew it would get there. No, that's so true.
It's true though, what else are you gonna do? I had to stop going to Philadelphia, the one near me, in Stockley Park. Yeah, they've just been baited. But I stopped going there. There was people. Well, I walked into the spa's a shithole anyway. Like, I mean, you get what you pay for, innit? Like, but you're still paying quite. It's still like 80 quid a month.
So. Yeah, they have nothing of it. It's expensive.
Steam room never works. It was shit. Saunas. So,
David Lloyd's on nothing for them things.
Yeah, David Lloyd's better, obviously. But the jacuzzi, there was men brushing their teeth in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, come on now.
I swear to God.
Pack it in.
What the fuck are you doing?
Pack
bro?
It in.
And then you go into the change room, people are just shaving and sink.
No, come on,
dash the razor,
it.
Leave it all in the
back
sink.
It.
Come on, bruv. Where are you?
What do you think this is?
What do you think this is? That do you actually think this is a bath, a swimming bath?
Part of the service.
Part of the service. Dash in the sink, all hair and that. No, but dabbing, clean your teeth, brushing. No toothpaste, just on the water.
No, you're joking.
I swear down.
With in a public jacuzzi.
Yes.
A man's indoor. Dabbing his toothbrush in the water and just.
Disgusting, bruv. Fucking disgusting, bruv. And in like the steam room, there's like little like worms and that like,
oh, you know, stop. Like
where the condensation is. Yeah,
you're joking.
So I mean, if everyone was to wash in jacuzzis, it's not something I ain't seen before.
And if you go Nuffield Health in Stockley Park,
yeah,
mate, sort yourself.
That
out.
Was that was what was up in them times. That was like 2 years ago. That's disgusting.
That's just
yeah, it thinks the chlorine, innit?
So on, good.
Fucking
go on, give me another one.
All right. If you had to have one accent for the rest of your life.
This one here.
No. It says not UK.
Oh, bollocks. You said, I'll probably just keep my UK. Jamaican accent. No, actually, let me think about it. I'd keep my Jamaican accent.
You mean keep? You haven't got a Jamaican accent.
No, I speak patois,
yeah,
innit? So
yeah, like yeah.
So like, when that comes on,
this is just a fake accent.
Yeah, this is. I'm masking it for you lot. I mean, this is not my actual accent. No, but okay, cool. Yeah, if I could get rid of that as well, I'd probably just have an American one.
I'd have a New York accent, I think.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah, I'll probably have that. Just because I feel like here it would get me plus points. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
And it has, New York still has that kind of like, what's the word? Like, kind of Londonish in a way, but it's not.
I know what you mean.
I think just because New York is kind of Londonish.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Like, it's got that aggression, got that, who you talking to?
Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of close. Yeah. There's other accents in America that I'll probably heavily avoid.
I can't understand a goddamn word you're saying, you stupid piece of shit.
Or just an Aussie one.
Anything
that gives me a power play here.
What about the Australia accent? Australia.
I feel like, to be fair, if I was a New Yorkian,
New Yorkian
accent, yeah, they say it about themselves. New Yorkians.
G-Unit.
If I was a New Yorkian in England, I'd probably get by. Girls will like me more.
Is that all it is about, mate? Is it?
Oh, no, it's not that.
That's all it's about.
It's not, that, it's not just that, but I feel like it would help.
No, I just think New York accent is pretty. The best accent that's out of here. Or I do like Spanish though. Spanish is
that was
going
to be my second
Spanish.
Pick.
Just about to speak fluent Spanish.
But then imagine if you just had the accent and you couldn't speak the language. Bit shite, yeah. Isn't it?
Bit pointless. Raised in Spain, but you'd never got taught it.
Yeah, you just speak like it.
Friend, I have dos cerveza. Yeah.
Everyone's going to think you're a twat.
Word.
Yeah, now give me another one.
What do you do if your girlfriend hates your family, but you're in love? And vice versa. So basically some Romeo and Juliet type shit.
Ah. Basically,
what's
yeah.
this, by the way? Type shit. What the fuck is
no,
that?
This is Clock It.
What is that? I feel like I'm full.
I'll be honest, Johnny, I can't explain it right. I don't want to explain because
I've seen so much gibberish.
It's more for
after that fucking Canadian episode, I was just brain rotting and looking at all this stupid shit of how we talk.
It's more for the females.
What's type shit? Type shit.
No.
What is?
It's more for the females. Let's just not. We ain't doing it. It's basically just saying yeah. You're damn right.
Them ones. I'm
trying to say it in the most best way I could. Yeah. Without sounding too.
Okay, got you. I'm with you.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's basically like saying, yeah, affirmative. There we go. Affirmative.
Got it. Gotcha.
But we shouldn't do that.
Okay.
We don't do that. We just go.
Fucking, what is it?
Fucking, yeah, bro.
Come on.
You get me, bro.
They are.
if
you're fucking, I mean, I was going to answer this as a joke, but dead serious. If you two love each other and your parents hate each other, let's just go over the facts. So hate's a strong word. Why do your parents hate each other? Oh, no, sorry. I'm reading. Your parents hate them. Their parents hate you. Let's just establish why that is.
There's so many reasons.
So many reasons.
Could be race.
Sorry, shouldn't laugh. Could be though.
I don't know. I don't know.
Getting him in my ass. Get him out.
I don't know. I've been through it. We know this. For you lot of long-time watchers of the podcast, you've seen it before. I've told the story of them. The Greek girl that I was with.
Yeah.
And grandma was cussing me out in Greek.
No, he's too dirty.
He's too dirty.
we don't want his kind in here.
Disowning her granddaughter for being with me.
Mental.
And then she looked at me and said, good night after. I was like, fucking, it's horrible.
Mental.
So like, yeah, I don't know. Whatever the reason is, I would say, it depends though, bro.
Depends what you've done. You might have fucking slung shit. Yeah, like
if you have done something to each other's family, then cool. But if you not haven't, and it's genuinely just a thing where the families are probably like stuck in their ways in some sort, and there's a reason why there's an actual reason. There's no reason why they dislike you.
Maybe the geezer's having it just an absolute wanker. Why don't they like me?
Yeah, you could be a prick. I don't know.
Maybe you serve up white and B and you beat her.
Do you know what I'm saying? We don't know enough. But let's just assume that you're a lovely geezer, she's a lovely girl. You lot have not done anything wrong in the eyes of each other's families, but your families just don't like each other. Don't like, your family just don't like your partners for whatever reason. At that point, they're stuck in whatever ways they're stuck in. So,
long shot.
Crack on.
I was going to say crack on. Maybe the mum fancies you. Try your luck. If they hate you already, couldn't go any worse.
Couldn't go any worse. Nothing bad's going to happen, brother. It's already happened. They don't like you.
I mean, your dad's probably ploughing your missus anyway.
So just run it up.
Run it up.
See what happens.
Tax him. Tax him.
No, but genuinely, please, bro, don't do that.
No, obviously.
Just crack on. And
you've
got
the sauce to do that, then fair play, mate.
Yeah, fair. But if that's the case, genuinely, just crack on, because if years go by, they're going to have to like you anyway, bro.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're happy, that is the main thing.
Yeah, they're going to accept you.
As long as you're happy and you're not love blind, because sometimes the people around you can be right. And you could be wrong because you're so head over heels.
Yep.
You don't realize that the situation you're in is actually toxic and not good for you. So
yep.
I think you need to step back and ask yourself, why don't they like her or him? Why is it that they don't like her or him? Is there a thing that you're doing? Are your friends telling you stuff like, oh, do your friends have the same opinion? Because they do. And you're the only one that's blind to how this person is. More time, everyone around you is right and you're wrong.
That's also a big one.
Big one.
Ask your mates. See, what are your mates saying about your partner?
Because it does matter. It does matter. Especially when they're so head over heels, they are actually blinded. So love blind.
Yeah.
I've seen people in that situation where they actually are completely, like, you can't not. You know when someone's so blackout drunk, yeah, and you're trying to reason with them?
Yeah.
Like, get in the cab.
Yeah.
Like, actually, it's like that. Love blind's the same as that. Love drunk. It's just you're trying, bro, like, she's just fucked another geezer. Like, yeah, I know, man, but like,
give it a chance,
you know.
She was drunk.
She was drunk. She's young.
I think I was like that, you
and
know.
The, to be fair to the guy, like he's better looking at me, and you know.
Oh no, see, that's like, now you're just a shallow bot. You just
now just don't even be my mate. Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I've been like that a couple of times. I've been
not like that.
Do you remember when I was with the toxic ex?
What, the hotel?
Yeah, I was definitely like that, and I was definitely like that. And the last girl I was seeing, I think I was like that as well.
Really?
Yeah, the last girl I was seeing, all my brothers were telling me she's just shit.
Why did you get blinded then? I don't think I've ever been in a toxic one, really.
I personally, even though I'm out of it, I still don't think she was shit. She just had a couple kinks that she needed to tighten up on, but like, she
was. Kinks.
She was.
Let's have a kinks.
She had a couple nicks, like, couple, no, not kinks in that way. She just had a couple things that she's just a bit deluded about, but I just put that down to experience. I think she needs to tighten up. But yeah, I actually wanted to show you something. It related to this.
Mm-hmm.
It was at 3 a.m. or whatever the other night, yeah? And genuinely, I've got this thing on my phone now. I've got a custom focus mode, Johnny, yeah?
Oh, right.
Getting advanced in this thing. Right. I've got custom focus
mode. Does it help?
Yeah. I've got everyone turned off. Everyone's shit silenced apart from my friends and people I work with, right? So if you message me, it comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, sister, dad, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Everyone else is turned off. It's sick. Even for every app. For every app.
So that's kind of like mine anyway.
I was banging. I see like seven different people.
I have all my group chat silenced.
Everything's done. Even if you call me, it's silenced. It won't ring. It don't even come up on the front. Anyway, the point I was trying to make is it was like 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm really trying to get this thing up while I show you. 3 a.m. in the morning and I don't see any notifications. But randomly, I've decided to go on my phone at that time, yeah? One of the people that watch us has followed us, that follow us, DM'd me,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's gone, this is what he said. And you know what our people are like. So I'm like, help me out, brother. I'm not going to say any names. Don't worry, brother. Help me out, brother. My girl went to my so-called best mate's house and clothes were off and she said it never went in.
What?
Wait.
What?
Wait, what do I do, please? Give me some advice. I'm going crazy. My emotions are all over the place. What's the first thing you think I said?
Brush that.
Nah, I thought he was lying. I genuinely thought he was lying. You know what they're like, these lot.
So his girl went to his best mate's house.
His girl went to his best mate's house and apparently they didn't do the deed or whatever.
And so sorry, continue to, I need more information before I process
So the first thing I said was, brother, you gotta be lying. You gotta be lying. He said, bro, I'm not. I said, if you're not, I said, turn his whole fucking gaff upside down and never chat to him again. And I said, bro, you gotta be lying. You gotta be lying. I really wanted to know if he's lying. He sent me evidence.
Show me.
Well, first of all, he sent me him crying. Which I couldn't. No way.
He was
because like it's a
was
one
he just swipe or scroll.
No,
down?
It's a one like you know.
No, I don't want to see him crying. I'm not that fucking dark.
So that like
you want to see the chats.
Okay, cool, yeah. So look,
are we gonna read it out then?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He just said no names.
Don't say his name. Okay, yeah.
But he was like, you can do it if you want to, but yeah, he was crying when he sent me the photo,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, I can explain if you got time, bro. I sat up. I was like, tell me. He was like, she was with him. She was with him. They were together.
How long for?
No. As in they were physically together when he found out. I don't know how long they were there for. He clicked on her chats, her and his chats on Snapchat, on her phone. He took her phone, went on the snaps with the best friend. In saved chats, his address was there. So he's thinking, why is my best mate's address on saved snaps on my girl's phone? Peak. So he's like, why is it there? She said, oh, she went to his house in a sad way. She felt guilty, blah, blah, blah.
She felt guilty, so she went to his house.
So at the time, she told him that she was going to her aunt's house to help with something. Lies. She was actually going to his best mate's house. He basically interrogated her until she pretty much admitted that they were in bed naked together.
I can't lie. She fucked him. I'll be real, brother. She fucked him.
Oh, yeah.
No, she fucked him.
He's
don't believe for a second.
He's telling me.
But even thing is, regardless, even if
if she did do it, it don't matter.
Even if she didn't,
that's exactly what
same outcome.
Bro, this is exactly what I said to him.
Same outcome.
Because he's basically saying, yeah, he tried, but it couldn't fit.
Fucking hell, that's even worse.
That's
isn't
even
it?
Worse.
That's like yours saying, could. She's just adding salt to the wound. Like, she's just being horrible.
He was basically just pressing his girl, whatever not. And
how is that your best mate?
He's there. Well, mate,
I can't lie.
He was. I'll be real. Basically, like,
you got offered that geezer out. I'll be real. And you have to though. Like that's something I would. How could you have your best mate? It's fucked your girl. Your girl's gone out the picture now. She's a little slag. Fuck her, yeah? But your best mate.
Yeah, your best mate.
It's meant to be your boy.
It's your boy.
Offer him out now.
Known each other, and their families know each other as well.
No, I can't lie. I'm actually scrapping my boy.
Same.
100%. You're not my boy.
Yeah.
How have you done that? Disgraceful from a woman as well.
Yeah.
Disgraceful.
He was showing me stuff that she was reposting and that.
Bro,
I promised you. Like, brother, just look, man, at the chat. Just look
I
at the chat.
I feel for you, man.
I feel for him. And I was trying to give him advice to say that, bro.
What the fuck is this thing on, bruv?
Don't bait all of it.
I'm not gonna.
If you read the TikTok, she'll know that it could be her.
Wait, she reposted this or posted?
Reposted, I believe. I don't know. Check.
Yeah, she's just toxic, man. Like, what the fuck is? She basically reposting kind of things, basically saying, I can't never do anything right. Da, da, da,
yeah,
da, da.
I can't do things right. I get things wrong so
mate,
much. Blah,
brush
blah.
That thing. Brush let her learn a lesson. Do not be a cuck. And I know it's hard to hear this, but you need to just, mate, you can do so much better than that. How is your, that's a fuckery, your best mate and your girl. Like, that's a fuckery. Like, that's, that. You need to not have that shit. Because if you let that slide in any sort of way, whether you forgive either of them and you let that slide in any sort of way, they'll do it to you again.
100%. 100%.
That's not your friend no more and that's not your girl no more. If you ain't got the anger inside you too, I personally would just want to fight that man.
I'd say genuinely,
just block
before,
them both.
Before anything, brother, you got to have self-respect.
Exactly.
If you let them in, To say, oh, it was a mishap, it won't happen again. They've apologized for it. Bruv, that's an unforgivable thing.
Unforgivable. Even if she went around there and fucking, the fact that she went around there and didn't tell you anyway is very strange.
Yeah.
The fact now they've been in bed naked but didn't do nothing, fuck off.
They definitely dropped.
Come on, of course they chopped. How does that make it better? That would annoy me more. That would annoy me more if you're telling me something, you're lying already.
Yeah, still lying. Yeah.
Like, she's obviously talking shit. Don't be an idiot. Don't let her fool you. Same with your best mate. Don't let them fucking koalas you, bruv. Like, that's mental.
Yeah, it's horrible. Please,
that's
like,
mental.
Brother, please. If you
get in the gym, cuz.
Get in the gym. I'll see you there. Yeah? We're doing back and biceps tomorrow. Listen to what I'm saying. Because the way he was talking at the end, he was basically like, I could see where his angle was at. I don't know. He's definitely a young boy. But like, he was definitely like in a sense of thinking along the lines of, he's going to let them back in to explain themselves.
No, man.
Bro, that don't even need explanation.
Don't need explanation.
Done. See you later.
Dead it. You feel like it's the world right now. You feel like, oh, mate.
Oh, this is everything to me. Like,
It's really not.
I promise you, in a little while, you'll just be getting over it. Yeah. Right? That's not your boy and that's not your girl. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's really not. Please don't go back to that girl because she's obviously just a whore. And your boy is not a good mate. Your boy is a waste, man. He's not obviously your boy. He's obviously... Do you think I could ever do that to my... Let alone
couldn't
friend, my best mate?
Yeah, could
his girl. Chop his girl.
Chop his girl.
Like, it's one thing, like, oh, when someone slept with someone and there was never really a thing and whatever. But that's your girlfriend.
Yeah. That happened to me, though.
Your best... Oh, I remember. Yeah, your best mate.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
He's the same guy that broke my arm as well. That's the worst thing.
I think
he just low-key hated me. But
It must have. How could it be your pal? He must have hated you. How can you do that? He must really think you're... Like, there's obviously a reason why he's done that. He obviously thinks that he's, in some ways, got some sort of hold over you or he thinks he's better than you. So you've got to keep that in mind. These people ain't... They're not divs. They're doing it on...
They know exactly what they're doing.
Don't ever try and let them act like, oh, I didn't know what I was... You did. That's why you did it. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. You got to rate yourself, bro.
And all this petty shit, people reposting stuff on TikTok. Come on, what's that?
Leave that alone, bro. This is real life, bro.
It's real life.
You've hurt someone's fucking... This poor brother, you know. Honestly, I'd love to get 5 minutes and sit him down and just be like, broski, lock in.
Yeah, so man.
I know where you are. I've been there. It's shallow, yeah, it's deep. You'll get out of it and it don't mean nothing. Just after a while, I'll be like, don't mean nothing, bruv. I used to, when that happened to me, I saw both of them. I remember I'm driving through Wembley. I saw both of them holding hands, crossing the road. I'm at the red light, stopping for them to cross the road in front of me. And I'm just looking like, fucking hell.
I would have been creasing.
I was after a while, but like—
put them over the bonnet. Green light.
I was thinking, wow, can't believe that's my best boy with my girl. They're holding hands, crossing the road. Didn't care. Found out they cheated, didn't care. Like after, cared a lot then. I was broken, but didn't care after that. After a little while. Right, any more dilemmas? Should we move?
That's fucked. That's actually fucked. I feel for my man.
I feel for him.
But at the same time, good learning curve from young.
100%.
Good lesson.
Get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Get the heartbreak and the snakery and the cheating out of the way.
Worst thing you want is to be married with kids and then she does it.
That's where you gotta look at. If you was married with kids, 10 stretch, and then your wife does that. The house is getting burnt down with everyone in. Whole crib's getting burnt down.
Whole crib's getting burnt down. And everyone in it.
Everyone in it.
I want to start fresh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you know how messed up that is? Everyone's going. They kids.
Are. Everyone's going. Gone. Babe, invite your family round.
Yeah, get a family round.
Get a family round. You ain't seen your nan in a while. Get around. It's going out for a everyone, fag. You don't smoke. I do now.
Fresh start, mate.
Walk outside, you got a trail of petrol just outside the thing. Flick it in the thing. Boom. As you're walking out.
With your suitcase to Dubai. No jurisdiction over there. Start fresh.
Start double fresh, innit?
Double fresh.
You can put your own family in there for the fun. And just for the laugh. So there's no one that can trace you back. That is the way.
That is the way forward, bro.
Don't feel sorry for the old people everywhere. They're on their way out. You know what I mean? Give them a little, nudge.
Ain't seen that in a while.
Ain't seen in a while. How old's your niece right now? 3. Oh, she ain't even seen enough life. She's seen her quota. She don't need no more. Believe me.
Oh, that is jokes. Oh, that is so funny, bro.
Yeah, that's
it. We got any more?
Burn up on alive. No, I'm quite enjoying this.
Do you know what I mean? So, this is
always top comment. Another one is not having Joe on the pod is a dilemma. Listen,
Joe is coming on the pod.
He is.
But he's a working man.
He's a working man, isn't it? So he can't really come in the weekdays. And if he does come in the weekdays, which he will do, because that's when we film, because that's when the studio's open.
He's got to take it off work.
He's got to take it off work. So. Just got to keep that in mind.
Just wait.
He does want to come on. He does want to come on.
He's not like the rest of them. He ain't like the rest of these lot. Airing us sometimes. No, Joe's actually coming on. Promise you.
So here's another similar one. Any advice on a bird I'm seeing trying to make me jealous with my boy?
What the fuck are you doing?
What are these situations that you lot are in?
No, what are you lot... Listen.
Have some self-respect.
I'm genuinely going to get angry in a minute. Because you're not talking to a big bro now. That's it. I'm putting my foot down.
What situations are you lot in? I could never let
listen,
that.
All you boys that are watching this that don't have respect for yourself, sort that.
Sort that.
Seriously. Because I know we just chat shit and that, but when it, like, look at all the past episodes. When we've had to, like, proper lock in and give you lot advice, we've actually come through and given right advice.
My advice is sometimes a bit tough and a bit horrible, and I don't need to listen to it and think, oh, well, I wouldn't do that. Am I a waste man? He wouldn't do it. He's not a waste man.
Yeah.
We're just different. We're given different angles.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, what do you mean she's trying to make me jealous with my boy? First, is your boy... playing
is
a part
playing,
in this?
Is your boy in entertaining it, first
or,
of all?
That's the first thing. Second thing, are you actually seeing her or are you just trying to
trying to do your thing, yeah.
And then your boy doesn't know that that's not the green light and maybe you're all trying to, it's like a frenzy, which can happen sometimes in friendship groups. Like I said earlier, like if you're not fully seeing them, then there's no rules.
Yeah.
As Specs would say.
Yeah, facts.
But fucking, what is this thing doing anyway that... she wants to make you jealous with your friend.
Yeah, and if you know that that's the case, which I feel like you do because you typed it in that way, bruv, pay her no mind, bruv. Move on. Fuck are you doing?
Or get what you want out of the situation and dust.
Yeah, you're making it fun for her. Like, she's out here she's pressing your boy to make you jealous. Bruv, go the other way, bro.
Yeah, go the other way.
Go the other way. What are you doing? Because that's either going to make her run after you, and that's what you want to be in the driver's seat now. You want to be the pilot, yeah? Go the other way, bruv. She's loving the fact that you notice this.
But then don't even do it for her. I just feel
don't
like
do it.
That's
yourself.
Just a red flag from the jump in it. If a girl I see and trying to make me jealous with my pal, trying to make me jealous anyway, I think is very weird.
Yeah, that's really offbeat.
If you end up being jealous because of something happening, different. But you're trying to make me jealous. That's really weird.
Yeah, yeah, that's already offbeat to me. Forget all that. And then genuinely just turn the other cheek for yourself, bruv. For yourself. Do it for yourself. Like, well, I'm not entertaining this. See you later.
Fuck that, man.
Come on, guys, man. What are we talking around here?
What are we doing?
50 here? Episodes deep.
What are we doing here?
What have we taught ya? Nothing. Anymore.
Do you wish... Okay, let's take one. Do you wish you were born in a different time period
100%.
To when you was born? 100%.
Yeah. I was just born earlier.
Yeah. I wish I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah. 70s or 80s.
I mean, I can't really talk because we made our whole living and career off this generation of social media and YouTube.
Yeah, but the freedom. I wouldn't give a shit.
Okay.
Would have bought a
career,
house for 30
career
grand.
Wise away. Career wise out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd want to be brought up in the 80s. 100%.
Yeah, I'm not. I'd want to turn like 12 years old when it hits 1980.
Yeah.
I want to be born in the 70s.
Yeah, get
so
to
that
my
when
20s
I get to like. Yeah, I want to get to
ecstasy's
like.
Ecstasy's banging at you. Just come out in it. Parker.
Brand new.
Raving. Like, you know what I mean? All you've got is a little flip phone. I just prefer the. I think the times, I think you need a flip phone, yeah? And like I said, ignore the fact that this is my job, this is what I get paid off, and the amount of opportunities that social media and everything has created. Ignore that. I'm just talking about day-to-day life, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd probably fucking be slinging something out in the 80s. Who wouldn't be a criminal in the 80s? There's no cameras.
No cameras, no nothing going on. It's just the freedom of it all. Yeah. I would have definitely preferred that, I can't lie.
Yeah, but... That whole aspect. I think you need a flip phone so you can call your boy and say, oh yeah, I'm here, let's meet up here. But that's all it should be. Your circle will be so much smaller.
Yep.
I feel like you only really know, say you live somewhere and you've never seen someone in a fucking Lamborghini, or you've never seen no one who's that good at football, or you've never seen, like, your area and your environment and your day-to-day experiences shapes you as a person and kind of makes you think what's possible and in comparison. Now all you have to do is open your phone and see how many people are doing better than you on social media. That's all you have to do.
No wonder everyone's fucking depressed and feels like a failure.
Exactly. That's true though.
Nah, genuinely.
It's true, bro. It's true. Back in the day there's so much less pressure. Well, we weren't there, so.
Well, but, it's just, when I hear from my parents and that, bro, it sounds sick.
Yeah, I said to my mom and dad, I said, because not everyone says, I wish I was born in a different generation. I always say to my mom and dad, did you lot say that when you were young? And
they're like, no.
Was
same
like,
here.
Yeah.
My friends like, no, we were born in a perfect. They're like, they wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, there was like, I'm like, bro, I fucked up there. After like 2015.
Yeah.
I said,
there you go. There you go. And you're hearing it from the people that lived it. Like, honestly, yeah, bit shit still.
Can't bit lie. Shit. The world's
bit shit. Bit shit.
We're too connected, I feel like. You know too much about everything. Everyone has too much of an opinion.
And it's easily shareable.
Yeah, exactly.
Easily seen.
Back in the day, if you had an opinion in front of people, there could potentially be, maybe not a consequence, but definitely a reaction.
Yeah.
And someone's going to say something to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now you can share it openly and...
anonymously on a private account.
Yeah. Like a little bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just turn
That's what made me realise, that I actually don't care about hate. I got to a point where I just do not care about any hate comments. Sometimes I quite like them. They're quite funny.
Yeah, sometimes
especially
I do,
when you're on a burner account. Because I've never had hate in real life.
Nah, neither.
And that just goes to show.
Because they would never do it. Never
because
do
I'd
it.
Say something back.
Yeah.
It's and completely different ballgame.
They can't do that. They can't face that kind of confrontation.
Of course they can't.
Can't face that.
You're going around commenting like on a burner account on TikToks and shit like hating on someone. The moment I see you hating, I instantly think your life is so shit. I'll be real. I actually feel like I'm better than you.
I feel like my thought process... like, I can't get this through my head to be able to go on my phone, see something that I don't fuck with and comment on it. I can't do that. If I don't like something, I just scroll past it.
Yeah, word.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Word.
But to comment on it, hateful shit, I can't, my brain don't actually, it's not wired in that way.
I know.
If I don't like it, bro,
there's
I'm gone.
There's a commenting community though, isn't there? Like how we do YouTube and stuff, there's a whole community of how can I get top comment. There is.
Oh yeah, there is.
100% is. There's not just people that comment. There's actually... like, there's not people who just comment what they think. There's actually people that will be like, top comment, no one asked, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. She gets bare likes and that. And they get, and they just,
hilarious.
They're probably checking a notification every single like that comes in, like, fucking hell, I've got 1K likes on this.
I got top comment.
And I've made no bread off this.
On my video.
You got top comment on my video.
About you, you're nothing.
bringing it interaction.
And at the end of the day, this is for upcoming creators as well. If you haven't got any haters, you're not doing something, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You are, you're doing something wrong. You got no one that dislikes you. You're doing something wrong. God, please, everyone.
I remember when my biggest hate era was One by One. Oh my God.
Oh, everyone's telling you that you didn't, that weren't your song.
Oh my God, it was the worst thing ever. And they're telling me like, oh,
people
yeah.
telling you.
You know, like, I just remember seeing, I feel like my life story got built there. Like, people were telling me what happened with my life.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh shit, was you there? Because I forgot.
Mental, innit?
I forgot.
And you got to remember, though, all the commenters are most likely, if they're not, most likely 14, 15. So it's like, comments will be like, say, for example, in that, this is Michael's tune. Comment underneath it, like 9,000 likes, innit? Are you fucking stupid? No, it's not. Didn't you know that?
And I'm thinking, right, you lot must have been there and I forgot. I didn't see you. And then telling me, I've used Chunks' voice in it. And blah, blah, blah. I've stole the song.
And it's not even allegations. It's
factual shit.
You didn't know that, bro. And it's like the whole thing back in like 2018 when Drill scoring points was fucking basically scored by 14, 15-year-olds that live in Reading. Basically what it is, isn't it? The more people that were interested in it were the people that do not live that lifestyle.
Yep.
And just, oh no, these lot have got these 3 points. To be fair, these men have slashed my man down like, shut up, bruv. It's the
you
same
see
shit.
That all the time,
how do you
bruv?
Know?
These men have documented all the drillings that
basically
have been
like
done.
You know what I mean? Here you go, officer.
You know what I mean? Just lay it out for you in perfect format. It's exactly
this is what's happened. Exactly
this
what
happened. Exactly
who
what's
it was.
Chronological order as well. Okay, oh, it's all organised by date and time. Everything
absolute lies, bruv. Nah. I remember even like someone made a TikTok on me. You must have seen a TikTok because it blew up and I don't know how. And it was basically giving a life story of Johnny Carey. And it said, I was bullied in school. That never happened. Then it said, I brought up in Chelmsford, Essex.
Never happened.
Never happened. Yeah. It said, I can't remember. It just said absolute, just made up stuff about me. And the comments were backing it. And people were going, this isn't true. He doesn't live in Essex. People were like, are you fucking stupid? Cheers for letting me know how I live my life.
You was born in you grew up in Chelmsford, Essex, did you?
Yeah.
Bro, everyone comes up with that bullshit, bro. I'd love to know if anyone can say something like that about me, saying like where I've grown up and that.
Where have you grown up, Mike?
Grew up in Harlesden. Shepherd's Bush, really. Shepherd's Bush, Harlesden.
You grew up in Bush?
Yeah. Early years, yeah. But I went Shepherd's Bush, Kingsbury, Wembley.
Yeah, I remember you was in Kingsbury. I don't remember you in Bush. Yeah. I didn't know you then, did I?
Well, I was mostly spent time with my grandma in it when I was growing up.
Is that where she lived, Bush?
Yeah.
All right. Someone asked me if my teeth are real. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, Johnny's teeth are real. Johnny's got good railings.
I just had Invisalign and whitening. This was like 2021. I probably need to get them rewhitened. Sure.
What else you got?
If you had to live in one country for the rest of your life. It's a really hard decision because I love this country. Like, I'm definitely patriotic about England and the United Kingdom. Of course, I was born here. I live here. I've got English traditional values. You know, I like, even though the government and the country is tax fucking hell. And there's so much shit that is terrible about this country, the way it's run. I still am proud to be English.
It's very hard to describe.
Would I want to live here though? That is the thing. It's like for life, you know, for life.
Nah.
I would, but I don't know if like you look at what it's like now, but we'd probably be fucking getting taxed 80% in like 10 years.
I don't think the way it is now, I would want to live here now.
No, I wouldn't. The only reason I'm living here now is because I'm feeling like this has to plateau.
Yeah.
Something's got to
slip.
Something's got to change up. Bro. Yeah. There has to be a fucking uprising or something like mm-hmm. Can't keep, they just, bruv, like just a little example, yeah? How they just fuck you. Yulez got brought out in London and they made this whole, Sadiq Khan made this whole lie about us for fuel emissions. Bear in mind, we're one of the smallest islands out of all the countries.
Yeah.
So our fuel emission is fuck all compared to what's going on in America. Big gas guzzling trucks. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes nothing, it makes no difference to our fucking...
Facts.
What's it called?
Carbon footprint.
Yeah, it makes no... We are a small smidge. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing it, of course, but just a lie that they've told us. For Yulez cameras in central London, and they made it 20 all around London.
Yep.
They said Yulez was for basically,
our footprint and that.
Carbon emissions, basically benefits and that. Now, electric cars have to pay Yulez.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that makes sense.
The whole fabricated lie was just, and I don't get the people that sit there and watch the news and they're such sheep because these people are in charge, so they just believe everything they're saying. It's all bollocks. It's all absolute bullshit. Even the BBC come out with something saying, oh, there's too many dogs. We need to get rid of dogs. Oh, that's the main problem in the country, that is. There's too many dogs.
Too many dogs.
Fucking hell.
Gotta sort that. Massive problem.
Big problem. Too many dogs.
Fuck.
It's fucking ridiculous, it's almost like they try and distract you from the real problems.
Yeah, which is exactly what it is, though. That is exactly what it is. They distract you from the real problems.
I know I go on about it a lot, and I know... it's the only place you've been, but what I like about Thailand, I don't think I could live there because it is a bit behind in a sense of,
I know what you mean.
It's not westernized enough.
Yeah.
You know, healthcare, shit like that.
Mm.
You know, and we have healthcare, which is obviously a massive bonus, but
it's shit now though.
2 weeks to get an appointment, minimum.
It's bollocks now. That's a big, so even that.
But just somewhere that's like, where everyone's on the same shit. Everyone's relaxed. Everyone's like just chilled. I do think it makes it worse that our weather is shit. It 100% does. Because sometimes I wake up and seasonal depression is definitely a real thing. If it's sunny outside, I feel motivated. If it's raining and pissing down, I can't be able to leave the room.
I feel like if I could take bits from each country and put them into... Nah, but I can't do that. If there was one place I'd want to live, I'd say Australia's really good.
Never been.
I think it reminds, well, it depends where I go, but I like Melbourne only because it gives me a little bit of home vibes,
mm-hmm.
mixed with a bit of America.
Yeah, I don't know if I could live in America. I think America is sick, but just the whole gun thing, it is a bit nutty.
Yeah.
I don't like the thought of everyone having a strap.
Everyone having a strap. Depends where you are, though. There's gun laws different places, but mostly, you're right. Couldn't do America. But I could do Australia. And then, do you know what? I know I say I wouldn't do Dubai, but I feel like do Dubai. No. I could.
What, for the rest of your life, you have to live there? There's no real greenery.
When I say Dubai, I mean UAE. I could do the whole of UAE.
Nah, man.
I could do it.
I need some like nature. Very safe, I need very some peaceful. Like fucking... don't get me wrong, it's very peaceful. But, and to be fair, Dubai is probably like 80% English people.
It's a lot.
Most of the...
migrants. People that might come gone over, I know.
You don't see a lot of Arabs there.
No.
Really?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
They're not there, yeah.
But the reason why it's such a safe haven is obviously it has the tax benefits, which is sick. And the punishments for crimes are so bad, that's why.
It's just no point even doing it. Don't do it.
Like, is it a safe country? It's, oh no, the punishment's so bad that everyone's shook.
Don't even bother.
Whereas in this country, if you nonce a kid, you'll probably get 2 years. If you carry a gun, you probably get 6 to 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
For carrying something, actually, you can kill someone.
Be out in a minute.
Yeah. Get caught with a 16-inch machete, probably doing 3, maybe 1.5, suspended sentence. Yeah. So it's just people are not scared to get
people
nicked.
Aren't scared to do shit.
Yeah, and the prisons are overflowing.
Yeah. So they're letting people out nice and early. You know what I mean?
Mm. So yeah, if you get a year, if you get birded and you get under a year now, you don't go to jail.
You don't go to jail, yeah.
It's suspended sentence.
Suspended sentence. Mental.
Mental.
Mental, isn't
mental,
it?
Mental. It's too overcrowded in this country.
So
we'll probably have to move out soon anyway.
We have to go, yeah. They push, would. Push us out.
Yeah, you actually would. But I actually don't know where I'd go. I couldn't have my forever home in somewhere like Asia. Just because, but I could at the same time. I don't know. If like everyone else shipped over there, Australia might be good. I've never been Australia in it, so I don't really know. But it would kind of fuck me up that their months and winters are twisted, isn't it? Like their July is winter.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Like Christmas, they're on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I find that fucked.
It's nice.
Oh, no, I go away for Christmas every year.
Sick.
Yeah, I don't, I fuck yeah, me. Mean, Christmas yeah, is boring.
Our things are switched, our seasons are switched. It's boring. Sick. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'm nearing like September, October, like it's nice weather.
Right I'm now, not, it's still 30 there.
It's good, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
See?
But yeah, I don't know where I live. Putty bite the bullet and firm it here.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Just because everything's here, everything's I know.
Here. I don't know, man. I don't know. I might fucking switch up at some point. Nah, I'm probably there.
Something about like being like home. Or maybe even Spain. I don't mind Spain.
That's nice. Yeah, and on top of that, it's just round the corner.
Yeah, it's round the corner.
Yeah. It's round the corner. So you can just nip back.
Yeah.
You feel like you miss a bit of home. I actually got two topics I want to talk about.
Go on.
Quickly before. Oh, no, we're all right. We've got time. Have you seen the Gunner runner?
The Gunner wanna runner.
Gunner wanna runner.
Yes.
Gunner wanna run.
Holy glaze.
Holy glaze, bro.
Holy glaze.
Let me talk about it from two different perspectives.
Yeah, of course. Because there's the hating angle. And then
It's not even a hating angle. One of them, like, you know, obviously everyone knows who Gunner is. If you don't,
then I went to go see him.
There you go.
At the O2.
There you go.
Oh, let me actually talk
Holy
about
glaze.
That.
Did I talk? He paid to go see Gunner.
You know that. let me actually, sorry, I'll let you carry on, but before I stop, when did I go Gunner?
Last Wednesday.
So I haven't talked about it.
No.
Go on, you start.
Okay. So this run situation,
mm-hmm.
it's, if you don't know, probably you do. Don't know why I'm saying it, but you pay 50 quid, you run with Gunner.
Can't just turn up and run.
You go for a 5K run with Gunner. And yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to get your thoughts on paying 50 quid to run with Gunner.
So first off, why would you pay 50 quid to run in an open public space? Could just join the queue. That's one thing. Two, from the videos, what I've seen, it's like, cool, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Look, if you're a big, big, huge fan of Gunner, you want to meet Gunner. I get it, man. I think it's more the...
It's that part.
Proving you're there. And that gets to my point of when I went Gunner at the O2, I didn't take one video. You wouldn't have seen a video on my story.
I didn't even think
I took a picture there.
No.
Because I'm going there to listen to the music. I like him as an artist. He's one of my favorite artists. Am I going to get unbelievably gassed in that? No, he's just a human being that makes music and I enjoy his music. He's not God. Yeah? However, everyone around... me and Joe left early. No joke, me and Joe left half an hour early because he was getting too cringed out. I'm not joking. What is wrong with this fucking generation, bruv? I'm not joking. The whole entire row here and behind us, there was girls who went there with big flashlights on the top of their phones.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm not over-exaggerating when I say they didn't stop taking video after video after video after
from
video.
The whole thing.
Like, it would be like, we gon' fuck tonight's coming on. We getting fucked. Show their mates, put a flash on their mates. Then I just, the awkward moment where they're all standing there watching it back, smiling at it. The concert's still going on. They're just smiling at it.
Then
they don't post it, they save it. And then they take another one. And it's no joke, it's constant. It's not, let me enjoy the song. It's constant, bruv. And it's like, you want to look like you're lit. Like you're, like, don't get me wrong, one little video here and there, cool, you do your
normal,
thing.
Normal.
Like, I can't, Michael, I'm not even as exaggerating.
You're just like, it's the whole time.
It's the whole time. Like, they're either so insecure or they're so in love with themselves.
Yeah.
Boys as well. Like, how many videos do you need to take that you're at Gunner? Like, mate, what?
We know you're there, bro.
We know you're there. It's calm. Like, we know you're there. It's strange behavior. And you just know that this girl in front of me, mate, she, no joke, was going through a camera roll, swiping. I swear to God, 150 videos of the same shit. And me and Joe kept, I was actually going to say something to them. And I just thought, why am I going to kill their buzz? Every single person, every girl. And the worst is when they're lip syncing, getting the words wrong and trying to look fucking sexy and that. Like, what are you doing, man? Just sit down, listen to the music and enjoy it. Like, why are you trying to prove to everyone that you're there? And it relates into the run thing. People have gone, look, listen. If there was no cell phones, yeah, people just wanted to go on a run with Gunner. I don't actually think that's that bad. If you really rate his music, you might want to have a conversation with him or something like that.
On top of that, because I was going to say, I'll give my two cents here. I think, do you know what? It's 50 quid to run with Gunner. That's not it. But they got free food. They got free Nando's. first of all.
Okay, yeah.
Got free Nando's. They get this, they get like custom fits as well to take home. They get medals. Shit like that. They get
the problem's not the run.
They get to be amongst like like-minded people that are like them. There were people that were obviously into their fitness.
Of course.
They obviously got to network with other fitness influencers. If this was a networking event that had all those people in there and it was £50, people were paying. It's not cringe. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? But because it's a Ghana thing, and like you said, it's the this.
Constantly running up next to him, like,
How many likes
to get in a, like, allow it, man.
That
you're on a run, bro.
Just cool off. Yeah.
It's just, this generation is, it just makes me think like, I don't know, man. We're just cooked. I think we're cooked.
We are
like Michael. I wish I took a video myself to show you the people.
Everyone's like, flash just on.
No,
everyone's
on themselves.
Out. Yeah,
on themselves, lip syncing, getting the words wrong constantly. Not here's a good song. There's one video for the song. Here's another song.
Yeah,
no, constantly.
Because I feel
constantly.
Like, yeah, obviously, take videos and that. But if you're going to pay money to go to the show and you spent the entire time just, you know, what's the point, bro? Taking all them videos
after
for
that. After that, mum's life, I'll never go to a concert again.
Yeah, just live in the moment.
It cringed
man.
Me that like, too up. Bad. Like, it was actually giving me the ump. Me and Joe left half an hour early because it's just constant, just videos. It's nothing to do with the actual thing. It's just get a video of me. It's just fucking like,
yeah,
nothing
to do with the actual concert. I hear it.
You're not there with him on stage. You know what I mean?
I hear it.
It's just everything nowadays is just about showing other people.
Yeah, showing other people. That's what it is. Showing other people.
And that's what I think why the run got criticised so much. Like everyone's saying, oh yeah, if you went to go run with Gunna, oh, you're fucking glazing. But
yeah,
the glazing comes with this.
Yeah, the glazing was that part. I just feel like going to the run itself, paying the money to go to the run, that's fine. In my opinion, I think that's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick that he's done that, number one.
If you go to run clubs.
Literally, and a lot of them do. Like, that's why they went. You can see a lot of them that posted it on their fitness thing, and they're fully on it. Violating them for paying a Pinks to go to run with Gunna is not right.
And I think as well, as Brits, we just buzz off people. That is just our.
We definitely do.
Yeah, like they could do run club in Los Angeles, and you wouldn't hear nothing about it.
Nothing would happen.
You know what I mean? It's because we like to buzz off people.
We definitely buzz off people. That's how you get your, like you said, you see the likes community, the comment community.
It's just like that same thing with this where people are filming themselves. It's like they want to show it. Believe me, no one cares you're there. Believe me, no one cares.
No one cares.
No one cares you're there, by the way.
Promise.
They don't.
Promise. But it's genuinely.
That's how I feel about the situation.
And yeah. It's dark. But like I was seeing some of the comments online, and I was thinking, you know what? I want to defend it. I didn't comment back on it. I didn't comment nothing back. But some of the men that were, very cringe that were filming. I saw that. I saw that.
That one. Like, oh, look who I'm with.
But that was that.
We get it, bro.
But that was running. Hey, good of him. Hey, good of him. Hey, good of him. Hey, good of him.
I can't lie. Gunna must have hated that.
Of course he did. You can see it.
That.
Bro, you think about it from your perspective yet. Have you ever not had a jarring? You've had jarring.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
So like, and there's another brother. The other brother said, how many likes to get to be
But then what did he expect? This is just the generation, isn't it?
He knew the potential of what could happen. He could say, I could have jarring, I was going to say the N-word. You know, jarring people come to run with me and do shit like this. Gunna knew you lot was coming. The one thing you lot could have done is just reduce it, kept it calm, and then you wouldn't be getting flames by the whole
Treat
UK.
Treat him like he's a human.
Treat him like a human. I reckon you would.
You know the thing I love the most is when someone comes up to me and they're just like normal conversation. Oh, you're a funny cunt. Like, get a little picture and keep it stepping. Like, or they talk to me and just have a normal conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm not Gunna, but I mean, like...
Yeah, cool. But
you know
what I mean?
You know
what I mean? It's the same shit, like, in terms of, like, why they're recognising you for your,
I will say, though, he is sick live.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good live. Even though I know he's obviously using autotune, but, like, energy-wise...
Energy-wise, stage presence.
He doesn't let the backing track do any work. Like, if anything, I didn't even hear... It was just a beat
Nice.
I was hearing.
Nice.
So...
Yeah, well, that's good, bro.
Yeah. So no complaints from him. It's more just the crowd.
Sick, man. Well, sorry, guys. Anyway, like, so
if you are like this, sort out.
Sort it out, though, for real, man.
Nah, there's nothing wrong with taking a little video here and there. But it was like, if you went Gunner at the O2, let me know if you noticed as well, or you was one of the people that was saving stuff to your camera roll for you to never watch again.
Yeah. Oh, and you didn't need 150 of them. You just needed, if you took a few videos, I don't know, your favorite song, your favorite Gunner song comes out, whip out your phone. Cool, bruv. I was not disputing that.
Yeah.
No one's disputing that. But to be doing it the whole night, on yourself as well. You're even filming my, like,
yeah.
Like you've come to see
you're him. Filming yourself in a seat in the O2. That's what you're doing. Yeah, listening to music. That's basically what you're doing 150 times.
Sort that out, man.
Yeah.
Sort
I
that.
Think we should end that here.
Yeah, for real.
Got the ump. I'm going to start chinning someone.
Nearly an hour as well. We're good, man.
Yeah, right. We're going to leave it here, boys. Let us know some guests you wanted to get. Obviously, Joe is going to come on. It's just about work. Casey will come on, but he starts work at 5 p.m. So it's kind of like a...
Yeah, it's all over the place.
It's all over the place. YouTubers, if you want to do us the favor, I mean, we've asked a lot of YouTubers. A lot of people are busy. If you want to personally go and ask YouTubers for us, go do that. Go ask them to come on the Good Enough Pod. Get them to DM us. And we'll go from there.
Yeah. See you, guys. We'll see you later. Take care.